Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We are coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're sticking with the 2019 recruiting class. A little refresher as they start to make their way onto campus. You, have, of course, had, I believe, 11 enrollees in January. You had two show up in Jaquan Brisker and Caden Wallace earlier this month. The rest of them will be coming soon. It'll be interesting to see whether we see more in May, whether we see some in early June, some in late June. That's the way that things unfolded in the 2018 class, and I think that's going to be something that we see a little bit more going forward. So yeah. The topic in this one, though, is the defensive linemen in this class and the tendency, I guess, to forget about them a little bit because, you know, a couple of them committed late. A couple of them are more in the project categories in terms of where they're at and how much they need to be polished before they're going to be remotely ready to play.
Right.
But it's an interesting group that I think there's a very good chance, Greg, that it exceeds expectations because, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot of expectation at all for these guys because there's so many good players at the top of the class.
Right. That's exactly right. And I mean, the one thing I liked about how Penn State closed out, and look, it had some misses in January and February as it tried to fill the rest of the class after the December signing period. I mean, Jaquais Sorrell is a name that comes to mind immediately. They missed on some other guys, too, that I think at one point they thought they were going to get, and it did not work out that way. So they closed it out with some guys, though, who are a little bit further maybe down the rankings but have a ton of talent. You know, we were talking before coming on the air here about Daquan Hardy being a guy that, you know, maybe fits that mold. But the one I want to start with and point to first is Devon Ellis, because if he signed on the Wednesday in December that started the early signing period, I think people would have been freaking out. But he did sign, but it wasn't public until after the new year. One of the Under Armour games, one of the All-American games.
The Polynesian Bowl,
that's what it was, yeah. So, right, it was like 1:15 a.m. in the morning East Coast time when he went on and made that announcement, picking the Lions over USC. And I think a lot of people forgot about him, not because he's not an extremely talented player. They list him as the number 21 defensive tackle in the class as a high four-star, a low four-star, almost high four-star, you know, kind of in the middle ground there of four-star recruits. But 6'2", 300, he comes in with a lot of tape that shows that he's a game wrecker and is very good about, you know, getting after guys. So I think that you know, he is one that maybe he'll forget about, but surely shouldn't.
Yeah, I think all those things add up to maybe him not getting the same type of treatment as you would expect from a four-star defensive tackle. And he marks, I mean, again, what is it, the third cycle in a row, I believe? Third cycle in a row, I think, where Penn State is getting blue-chip defensive tackles mm-hmm. now. And I don't think that's something that should be discounted. I don't think you're not really seeing the fruits of all that labor in 2019 so much. Although if PJ Mustipher has a breakout year, that changes the conversation. You're planting these seeds in a year or two, hoping that they pay off. With Ellis, you know, him committing late, obviously signing in December and keeping that secret. Jason Oway did the same thing in the 2018
right.
cycle. I suspect that they won't be the last. They're looking to, you know, solidify their spots, but at the same time, get to be able to make get that experience of making their announcement and being the focal point of attention for a little bit. I can't blame them for that. So Ellie's, you know, he's another guy. So Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon, by the 24 sports rankings, not the composite, but the 24/7 sports rankings, are the top two linebackers in the country. 24/7 has a high, high opinion of them. Ellis is another guy where 24/7, which in my opinion, 247 does the best job of evaluating and ranking these guys. It's a hard thing to do, and there's going to be, you know, inherent flaws, but they do a really nice job. They're higher on Ellie's than anybody else is. They have him as the number 9 defensive tackle in the country and the number 112 player overall. So they're getting a player that at 6'2", 300, has a high ceiling, but at the same time, his body looks pretty ready. This is not a guy who needs to, you know, gain 20 pounds to be serviceable in the field. This is not a guy who weighs 270 and needs to put in all the work. He's going to have to tear down. He's going to have to rebuild. He's going to have to work on take his technique to a much higher level. All those usual issues are in play. But he is, you know, when it comes to being a defensive tackle, a high school defensive tackle, he's about as college ready as you can be for his body.
Yeah, I don't know what they have in the water down at Owing Mills, but they just keep pumping out defensive tackles, don't they? And Penn State,
sure do. Yeah.
And Penn State's been a big
same school as PJ Mustafa,
right? A big benefactor of that. So they got a kid in this cycle too, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but at any rate, really talented kid. That, like I said, I think if he and look, I know that you'll never hear a complaint from me about how a kid announces, because it's his special moment, his family's special moment, and if he wanted to wait till the Polynesian Bowl, that's completely his decision, and I'm sure Penn State obviously supported it as well as his coaches and everyone else. But I don't think there's any question that if he had done maybe a more traditional thing, whether it be an announcement ceremony or, you know, on the one of the signing days or something, you know, a video, social media video, etc., that more people would be saying, wait a second, could this guy factor into the roster this year, as opposed to like it is now, where it might be you know, easier to forget that he's even a part of this class.
Hakeem Beamon is another guy who, you know, he was part of the class for so long, and he's in that middle ground, right, where he's listed at 6'4", 265. I think he's a defensive tackle all the way. I don't think Penn State has really said one way or the other, but if you're 265 in high school, and it looked like his playing style was better fit to play defensive tackle too, you could really end up having what amounts to two four-star defensive tackles. But he's a forgotten guy, and he is another one in 247 as him as the number 164 player in the country. The composite has him at 307, is another player that 247 likes more than the industry does. But he is he's a player who requires a little bit of projection at 265, but Penn State has done a very nice job of getting a lot out of these types of players, and I think Damian Barber is going to be the next good example of that, as a guy who you weren't sure if they were going to stick at defensive end, but Damian Barber left Harrisburg around, what, 240? 245 maybe.
Right.
So Hakeem Beamon already at 265, you could have another impact player on the inside. You know, the downside, if you want to put it that way, is you're probably not going to see him in uniform for at least a year or two.
Yeah, and I think with defensive linemen who aren't, you know, a cut above their high school peers, that's almost always a guarantee. And, you know, but I look at Joseph Darkwa, I look at Adisa Isaac, I look at Hakeem Beamon, I look at Devon Ellis, and I see guys who, if Penn State's in a pinch, and I think it might go in order of Ellis, Isaac, or those two are probably 1A and 1B, and then Darkwa is 1C, I guess, if you will, and then maybe Beamon's 1D, but I don't think any of them are the kind of guys that couldn't, if you were in an emergency situation, would they be Big Ten caliber players as freshmen? And I do think it's possible. Do I think it's a guarantee? No, definitely not. Because obviously it depends what guys are doing when they get to campus as much as it does anything else. But I do have a belief that this is a good defensive line group. Sean Spencer has clearly been able to develop guys in a hurry. And if you got into a pinch, whether it be because of injury, suspension, or something else, this is maybe an underrated defensive line group that Penn State pulled in as a part of a very talented overall class of 2019. And, you know, with Darkwood, I just don't know if you know what you're getting at this point. He has been raved about by some people over in Germany. And obviously, his offer sheet says that people that evaluate film at colleges across the country really liked what they saw, but it's a big adjustment. I know that, you know, Brandon Collier and the folks over at PPI Recruits are doing a nice job of getting the game to a different level over there in Germany, but at the same time, it's not at the level of U.S. football, with good reason, because it's in its infancy. So that fact is going to play a role in what he sees when he gets to campus. He's going to see some stuff he's probably never seen before, and that's going to take time to develop.
We're looking at the 2019 recruiting class here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're also looking ahead to the 2019 football season. In the first 2 weeks of the year, specifically through GoPSURV.com, they've got a special deal that runs until the end of June for the Idaho game or for the Buffalo game. You buy an RV, you get a free one for that same game. So that means double the family, double the friends, double the fun. And to go with all that, there's a free 409 tailgate club meal for everyone in your party. Like I said, the deal is good through the end of June. It works out well that you could set this up for Father's Day for your dad. You can go to GoPSURV.com or reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 to capitalize on this great offer. We got a little bit of time, but I wouldn't take it for granted. It runs through the end of June. Buy one, get one through GoPSURV.com. You know, you mentioned Adisa Isaac, who is, you know, on a little different level. Like, he's not really in that forgotten defensive lineman because he's already on campus. He was a top 100 player nationally. You also mentioned towards the bottom of this group, Joseph Darkwa. Obviously, coming from Germany, a lot of questions that need to be answered here on U.S. soil, playing against elite competition day in, day out. How's he going to fare? But he's a really impressive athlete, Greg. He's a... You know, 6'5", 270. They really got a mix of everything looking at defensive tackles. Again, assuming Hakeem Beamon is a defensive tackle and not a defensive end in this class. That size, quickness, strength combination is rare. And I have a lot of confidence that Sean Spencer can do a lot with that. Smith Vilbert is another guy, 6'6", 250. Boy, he just looks the part. Like, he looks really good in a football uniform. He's going to have some polish that he needs to add. He's an athlete more so than a football player now. I think maybe the same could have been said about Jason Owe at the time. But Smith Vilbert is a guy that, again, Sean Spencer, I bet you he's really looking forward to getting these two guys that you might have forgotten about by 24/7 sports standards. Only Daquan Hardy ranks lower in the national rankings than these two guys do. But there is so much upside here that if they can realize even a fraction of it, they're going to be pretty good players for Penn State.
Yeah, there's a handful of three stars that fill out the bottom of this class. My favorite's TJ Jones. I think that the 6'1", 185-pound receiver, number 72 at his position in the country in the class of 2019. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly what that means. You know, a guy's, you know, what led him to be there? What's the difference between 42, 52, 62, 102? You know, it's hard to say. We don't know. But I think he's a tremendously talented guy from Columbia, Lake City, Florida, played at the good high school, Columbia. And you'll see him on the field before long. Maybe not this year. I think he's probably going to need some time to get adjusted. But he'll be on the field before long for sure.
Yeah, and these defensive linemen, just naturally that position, you need to wait, you need to take your time, you need to be patient and let these guys develop. But you got some good ones in the 19 class. We're moving on here, looking at the 19 roster. Our player profile series will be our fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.